red-hot inflation in Turkey is continuing to smolder. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. We'll take you to a resort on Turkey's Mediterranean coast to see how inflation is affecting this summer's travel season. But first to Argentina, where President Alberto Fernandez has appointed a new economy minister overnight. That's after the previous minister, Martin Guzman, suddenly resigned Saturday following criticism of his policies by the vice president and former president, Cristina Kirchner. From Buenos Aires, the BBC's Veronica Smink explains the former minister's deal with the International Monetary Fund was one area of concern for the VP.
Guzman reached an agreement back in March with the IMF to restructure Argentina's $44 billion debt, and that included cutting public spending, which is very high in Argentina. Cristina Kirchner made it very clear that she did not agree with that. So people were expecting at some point for the president to come to an agreement, and well, this resignation basically is seen as Cristina Kirchner has won. Guzman was seen as friendly by the markets. Many are wondering what's going to happen, and especially with this rift. One has to remember Cristina Kirchner basically handpicked President Alberto Fernandez back in 2019, which was a surprise to many. They were expected to bring the Peronist party together, but what one is seeing now is a growing rift, and many fear that this will only deepen Argentina's woes. The country is expected to have at least 70% inflation this year. And the growth has been stagnated. Many of the policies that Guzman was trying to put through were hoping to solve this problem. But now there seems to be a political issue that's overshadowing the economy, and many fear that it will only make things worse.
That's the BBC's Veronica Smink in Buenos Aires there. Checking the numbers now, stock benchmarks in Europe are trading up in the wide range of 0.2% to 0.9%. Investors are continuing to monitor the potential impact of next month's rate rise from the European Central Bank. Government leaders and international organizations are gathering in Switzerland today to start drawing up plans for Ukraine's recovery and reconstruction, which is expected to tally in the hundreds of billions of dollars. The BBC's Imogen Folks has more on that.
Volodymyr Zelensky will address the conference via video link. With fighting raging in eastern Ukraine, he has already warned that many towns will need rebuilding from scratch. But this is not a donor conference. The aim is to highlight the needs and draft a provisional roadmap for recovery, at the same time tackling corruption. The original pre-war priority for this conference will also be addressed. Ukraine has been ranked one of the most corrupt countries in the world, and Brussels says reform is a key step on the path to EU membership.
That's Imogen Folks reporting there. Inflation in Turkey has officially reached its highest level since 1998. Fresh data today show consumer prices rose 78.6% in June from a year ago, but that was a shallower increase than economists had been expecting. It's making essentials obviously unaffordable for many in the country, but for the hospitality industry, it's a slightly different ballgame. The Turkish lira currency has plunged in the last year and a half, making the country an attractive destination to foreign travelers. Volkan Yorulmaz is the general manager of Kemer Holiday Club in Antalya. It's a resort city on the Mediterranean coast.
It has been a little bit of a problematic period for us because in Kemer we have almost over 50% of our guests coming from Russia and Ukraine. And therefore, generally in this region, the beginning of the season was a little bit problematic. But the other destinations are working well, UK, Germany, and all Europe countries. Now we have around 90% of occupancy overall in the region.
And what about people from Turkey? Are they coming to visit?
They try to find a way to come to a holiday. Either they get credits or we have credit card options which you can divide your holiday in like 10 different installations. If they were planning to come for 10 days, they switched to come for 8 days.
And so has your business been affected by the inflation problem, or are you insulated from that?
Of course, it is really pushing us. Our costs has been so high that I cannot even budget my spendings because it changed from day to day. And I have never experienced a season like that on the spending and cost side.
How do you do business like that? Because as you say, you've got to be able to plan so you know what to buy and how much to buy. You obviously have visitors there who you have to take care of. So how do you deal with that problem?
I knew that it was coming. I mean, everybody knew that it was coming. We did as much as purchasing we did last year. So it helped us to avoid the inflation a little bit. There are certain items that you cannot store and buy. So therefore, those are the ones who has made the difference in a negative way. But the ones I could stock and I as much as I had place to put them, I did the purchasing in advance, which has helped. But for the other items, I'm facing surprises. And unfortunately, I cannot plan 100% what I'm going to spend. With these inflations and with these costs, to do all-inclusive concept is not sustainable.
So what do you, I mean, how do you plan for the future? That gets tough. Do you think you will be able to survive?
And I hope this will not go further like this for the coming years. If so, we have to think and plan a new system maybe to survive.
Volkan, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. I really appreciate the time.
It's our pleasure, my pleasure.
Finally, online retailer Amazon says it will deliver packages to customers by bike and on foot for the first time in the UK in a bid to try to reduce carbon emissions. The delivery giant said its new micro-mobility hub in London will lead to 1 million more customer deliveries each year, while others are expected to open across the UK in the coming months. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.